Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here for our weekly show, The Tenpenny Files on Your Health and More. We most of the time do health-related topics, but sometimes we need a space to put someone, and so we put them into this show. So that's why we call it The Tenpenny Files on Your Health and More. For the last 22 years, I've given thousands of interviews, and most of my information has been in one way or another about vaccines. But as a trained emergency medicine physician who is the director of a level 2 trauma center for more than 12 years, an integrated physician with a very busy practice in Cleveland, Ohio, which is still very busy, even though I haven't been there in a while. I have three other practitioners who are seeing patients, and we're very busy, but we would love to see you too. We've had people from all 50 states and about 20 foreign countries. I realized there were a lot more things to talk about and to discuss. So the Tenpenny Files is an educational show that I'll bring you valuable information on your health and more. Today, my special guest is the founder and longtime host of the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's Robert Scott Bell himself. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. You won't want to miss this conversation. It's going to be really hot. Stay tuned. We'll see you in a minute.
Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch within our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years.
Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Being in broadcast media since 1999, Robert Scott Bell is also an author, a homeopathic practitioner, and an expert in silver and copper therapeutics. He served on the board of the American Association of Homeopathic Pharmacists from 1999 to 2001 and is currently serving on the boards for Trinity School of Natural Health and the United Precious Metals Association. As a keynote speaker and educator, Robert shares his expertise and practical experience with a broad range of audiences, from professional wellness forums to the natural trade industry and consumer shows and more. Using his expertise in homeopathy, herbal medicine, and organic foods, with the transformational guidance from the divine spirit, Robert has reversed many chronic diseases in many, many people. He hosts the popular Robert Scott Bell Show live 6 days a week, and I've been graced by being able to be on his show multiple times. And there he discusses everyday health issues from the perspective of alternative and holistic healthcare. And on a personal note, Robert and his wife, Nancy, are the proud parents of two vaccine-free children, Elijah, 24, and Ariana, 18. I can't believe your kids are that old already. That tells me how long that you and I have known each other. Robert, welcome so much to the Tenpenny Files on Your Health and More. I am remiss for not having you on my show in the past. Please forgive me.
Well, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, I mean, what could I do? Be mad at you? Not happening.
All right. So where would you like to begin? You know, we have a great audience here with all kinds of backgrounds. What's your favorite topic to talk about? Let's start there.
Well, the concept of bringing the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you is something that, you know, when I identified that I had the power to heal and it comes from God, not government, that, of course, changed everything for me. And then it was a matter of searching, what does that mean, that power to heal? And of course, it means somewhat knowledge, like learning about the things I didn't know about having been raised in a medical and pharmaceutical family, but then having not only access to information, but what does that information lead to? It leads to natural remedies, herbs, homeopathy, you know, non-toxic options, including energetic forms of medicine and some of the technological breakthroughs that might be, you know, a throwback to if we talk about the times of Tesla and forward. But the freedom of choice fundamentally is something agency God gives us. And it's one of the things that the regulating agencies that are captured by Big Pharma do not want us to have, a fundamental violation of our rights from God, choice, agency. So that's a big part of our discussion. And as we have learned over the decades, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, when we first met, I always loved talking about seeing you at one of the medical conferences the first time. And like, she's a physician? She's an allopathic doctor? What? She's talking about vaccines like I talk about vaccines. This is awesome. And so we became friends very quickly thereafter. Diving deep into a lot of these things that were hidden from us or purposefully, we were told you can't talk about that or else you will be canceled before cancel culture. You know, you were being canceled before cancel culture, right? And I talk about you as one of the OGs as well, all the time, as we see a lot of, and I don't say this negatively, but the term Johnny come lately, right? In COVID, so many people woke up to the things that you and I have been talking about for decades. You have researched more than probably anybody on the planet these subjects related to vaccines. And I would say more recently, as I answer that question in a very long way, the post-COVID realities of attack on endothelial tissue within the vasculature, the lymphatic system, et cetera, has been a primary focus for us. And how do we recover people that either post-COVID type syndromes or COVID injection syndromes, if you will. And you were also part of my long COVID masterclass. God bless you for doing that too, because it was amazing what we were able to reveal.
Yeah. Is that still going or is that gone now?
We're going to relaunch it on Halloween, believe it or not, to kind of give people a distraction from the impending electoral engagement that's happening in America. So we'll have another opportunity to let everybody know about it. And we'll work on that because it is so many people didn't hear about it, but it's just like that. We're all distracted. So we're going to arrange a second opportunity. And if you missed Dr. Sherry's interview with me there and many other of our friends, it's amazing. It's just so much information and it's almost overwhelming, but it's so vital and valuable. We've had a good track record prior to COVID of helping people, but they really complicated, if you will, more devastatingly because of mRNA injection technology, et cetera, that we're having to work even harder on that. And that's why we spent last week at the Nitric Oxide Summit with our friend John Hewlett and the team at CardioMiracle to provide a simple way for everybody to access something that is going to be helpful across the board. And that doesn't mean there are individual needs that are unique to each of us, but there are some basic needs we can all benefit from if we nourish those needs, including the endothelium, the sustained nitric oxide production, the antioxidant activity to counteract peroxynitrite. These are the things that I love doing because they're not only so empowering, but we can communicate in a way that you don't have to be a doctor. In fact, sometimes it's easier if you're not, you have less to unlearn. To know what to do to get you healthy again.
Yeah, very good. That takes me into the second question I was going to ask you. You sort of stole my thunder on that we were out, both of us were in Salt Lake City at a CardioMiracle event that was just amazing. I mean, the venue was incredible. The food, the people, and all those sorts of things. You know, you are already so knowledgeable about the endothelium and things like that. Was there any particular thing that you learned and your takeaway from going to that meeting this a couple of weeks ago?
Well, I think that the more I delve into connective tissue issues, right? We've talked about structure, the structural realities of the body. If the structure is off, the function is gone or corrupted significantly. And as I've worked with many homeopathics and even minerals, because I recognize so much, like here's an example of endothelial treatment, if you will. Varicose veins, very common, could be in men too, but mostly in women, but also kind of a universal issue. As we age, we seem to lose vascular integrity. So my primary focus as a homeopath in that case is like, all right, what are the remedies that can really kick that into gear to heal it? And it's cuprum metallicum, interestingly enough. Cuprum is the homeopathic form of copper. And so I've been working with that for years and years and years already. But from a supplemental perspective, the mineral copper, a lot of the physician community frightens the patient community away from things like copper and one other mineral, which has been one of my favorite for decades now too, selenium. in terms of protection of cardiovascular, the heart itself, the cardiac proteins, the integrity of the entire vasculature, critically dependent upon key minerals like copper and selenium. And yet those two minerals are the most maligned in medicine, because if you tell your doctor you're taking selenium and copper, what's their response? Be careful, they can be toxic, rather than the drugs they're putting you on that are really toxic. So it's a perspective is needed. And of course, silica or silicon being another vital mineral. But I never really had the depth of understanding of the nitric oxide thing. You know, it was a more recent discovery back in the, you know, the 80s, 90s even. And yet most focus points on nitric oxide production has been from amino acids like citrulline and arginine and or beets, which are great, beets as a food, high in nitrates. But the idea of boosting nitric oxide belies the reality that when you boost it with kind of these focal pointed narrow, you know, views, you will stimulate in a quick way nitric oxide to be produced by the endothelial lining of the vasculature. But what is not paid attention by many of these supplement companies that are focused on nitric oxide is the corresponding rise of peroxynitrite, which is the dangerous free radical, very harmful and inflammatory as well, which we're trying to benefit us by reducing inflammation response, not by damaging the liver like a methylprednisone can destroy the liver, but by facilitating proper responses, appropriate, efficient responses. Again, coming back to copper, is a key mineral for systemic response in terms of immune response, cytokine response, so we can cool inflammation with copper. But the beauty of this cardio miracle, as we learn more and more, including from peer-reviewed studies and analyses that are extraordinarily detailed, is that John Hewlett, I think, downloaded from God this formula, because even the scientists researching this formula said, how did you figure out what to do? Because we couldn't figure it out. We were trying to develop drugs to do what you did with food. And I was just, and I'm continuing to be astonished. The more I learn about it, the more miraculous it becomes as a mainstay of our dietary consumption of food to start every day with cardio miracle, because of the benefit to the endothelial tissue, not only in the vasculature, but the lymphatic system. And let's face it, modern medicine, as good as they are in certain advancements, they only recently discovered that there are lymphatic channels, you know, kind of hiding within the brain and nervous system. They're like, there's nothing there. And so like, oh my gosh, look what we discovered. That was very recent. They have nothing, no drug to really help endothelial tissue and correct the inflammation and damage that has occurred even prior to COVID, but even more critically post-COVID and post-COVID injection.
Yeah. And for listeners, you know, we are big believers in Cardio Miracle. In fact, I told John that I was going to do a 90-day challenge of really, because awesome. I've been honestly kind of hit or miss about that, because I'm taking so much other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that I was been kind of hit or miss about taking Cardio Miracle. But as when I left the conference where we were, I gave John a challenge. Well, actually I did the challenge and I just reported it to him. I said, for the next 90 days, I'm going to take somewhere between one scoop of Cardio Miracle every day, preferably two or maybe three. And then I'm going to keep a log. I'm going to keep a track of how it really changed me, particularly since I've had the stroke. You know, I'm thank the Lord and all the prayers of everybody that send those out to me. I always say I did the heavy lifting I did the really heavy physical work, which was a lot of it, a lot of therapies and a lot of different things that I did, but that God did the heavy lifting. And thanks to all the prayers of the thousands of people that lifted my health up before the Lord, it's, you know, the only thing I have left is some things going on with my left leg. So keep me in your prayers. But I told John I was going to be the Cardio Miracle example for recovery from post-stroke. And I will tell you that the first day, you know, after that meeting, I had to leave the meeting early because I had to fly to Minneapolis. I was speaking at a conference up there. So we drove from where we were way out in the middle of nowhere. I forget where the name of this resort was, but it was out literally an hour from the city. So Thursday night I went into the city and I got a hotel room because I had to get up at 4 o'clock the next morning to be able to be at the airport by 5 or a little thereafter. So I went to bed about 10. I woke up at 4 and said, this can't be. So as I was getting ready to go to the airport, I took some of those little packets that Cardio Miracle comes in, either little packets or it comes in a whole canister. So I took one of those little packets and I put it in some water and I drank it down. And Robert, I'm not kidding. You probably know this because you take it regularly. But I would say within 20 minutes, I felt like I'd had 10 cups of coffee in terms of mental clarity, being wide awake and not feeling tired. And I hadn't had any coffee at that point in time. I was going to get my cup of coffee when I got to the airport. And it sustained till about maybe 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, I will tell you, I've taken my second dose a couple of times at about 4 o'clock, and I'm going to take it earlier in the day because I'm so wide awake. It really does kind of interfere with my sleep. So I'm thinking about either taking the second dose earlier in the day or taking two scoops in the morning. But for the listeners, you really need to do this. And our link for the Cardio Miracle, we use a bit.ly link because it's shorter. And we've got our own landing page where you can go and you can read all about it. You can buy a product. You can become an affiliate if you want to be. If you want to become an affiliate, it's bit.ly/DRT Miracle, which is kind of cool because nice. I am determined that whatever is the residual kind of pain I have in this, like up in my hip area, and the imbalance that I have, I think there's some issues going on with my ankle, which throws my proprioception off a little bit, but I'm just determined. I'm doing all kinds of things. I'm going to stretch lab. I'm doing physical therapy. I'm doing like in-home exercises all the time.
Awesome.
And I'm just determined that it's been 1 year as of August the 29th. And I'm just determined that in another year or less, that the rest of this is going to go away. And I can give God all the glory for that. You know,
Amen.
Yes, I did the physical work, but he put the patterns of what I needed to do and the people and the supplements and the things in front of me to lead me through this. And then I've got some ideas of what I'm going to do to help put this together in a program to really help people to not give up, that no matter what, to not give up. So I think it's really
important. It is amazing. I mean, you've been at this for decades, as have I, and I'm always hungry to learn more, as are you, which is what keeps me young despite the advancing age the natural part of being on the planet longer. But as I've experienced the Cardio Miracle from a high level of fitness and health, because I had overcome the 24 years of chronic disease first, 0 to 24 years of age, that was my journey to learn of homeopathy and natural medicine. To find out that each year I'm able to do things I couldn't do the previous year, you know, and like the kickboxing gym, the Cardio Miracle has been amazing. I thought, John, you know, was he pursuing me? It's like, you got to look at this stuff. I'm like, John, I've heard about these things all, you know, we get a little skeptical. Do we not? We're bombarded with all these new things. And very rarely does a new thing actually pan out for me. It was like, all right, John, let me try it out. And of course, gave it to Super Don, my producer. And months later, we have calls that come in for the show, sometimes requests for information. One of them was about migraines, and Super Don was my migraine guy because he would get them very regularly for many years. We got another migraine question, Super Don. And at that moment, it's like, wait a second. I haven't had a migraine in months. What's going on? And the only thing different he did was the Cardio Miracle, because a lot of migraines are associated with vascular health and blood flow. And so that was like, oh my gosh, this is huge. And then others have said the same thing to me. And I said, all right, I'm going on this stuff now. And what it took me to was this high level of health and fitness, and ratcheted up to a place I couldn't believe I could get to, where a resting heart rate in the 40s. I'm outpacing people in their 20s and 30s at the gym, kickboxing and things. And so whether you're starting from a real challenge like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny coming off of a stroke, or whether you're already at a good place and you think, I'm pretty good, I don't really need it. You enhance vascular health by nitric oxide, sustained production, and counteract the oxidative stress, all of that in this responsible way, you will achieve, as I believe, extraordinary things. You thought, could that be possible? Yeah, and I've found that time and time again. I'm like, this is where I've come down to a conclusion that I think you will as well, as you put this 90-day test on you coming from where you are, that it's a baseline. It's a starting point, and it can replace a lot of things that we may or may not need. But regardless, I want simple for people. This is the easiest thing to do. Take a scoop, put it in that water, drink it down once at least every day. Some people two or even three times, depending on their needs, and witness what we have witnessed and what I think Dr. Sherry is going to be witnessing as well, to take that to the next level. So I'm grateful. Y'all get on it. Go to Dr. Sherry's links, if you haven't already, get on the Cardio Miracle and share the good news. This is really great.
A lot of people might say when they go to the Cardio Miracle site, they go, wow, that's kind of expensive. You know, it's like $100. Well, what I would tell you is a couple things. One is, once you're doing this, there's a lot of things you don't need to take. You can cut back on your other supplement things. The other thing is it worth it? You know, how much will it cost you to be out of, to take, be taken out of your game for a year? I can tell you, I should have been more religious and more disciplined about taking this Cardio Miracle before I had the stroke, because I will tell you from personal experience, it takes a whole lot more time, money, and effort to recover from heart disease, hypertension, having a stroke, having a GI disorders, than just doing this on the front end. So if you do the, you know, there's discounts on here. There's one that you can buy three, you get the fourth for free. And so if you're going to be doing this unbelievably in this particular way, you can get it. They come in big patches. They come in little tiny sticks so that you can, so you can easily take them with you on a trip. So if you go to, again, I'll say it, bit.ly, because that shortens the link, our bit.ly link, bit.ly/DRT miracle. You can read all about it and make your order that's there. You know, I want to ask you another thing about that, that event, being out at the Cardio Miracle event. You know, John put together this entire thing that I was so sad that I missed it, but I was speaking at a conference in Minnesota that I had agreed to like six or seven months ago. And I'm a person of my word, and I wasn't going to say, well, Jared, guess what? I got a better offer over here.
I got a better offer.
I'm going to go over here. So I missed the event that John put together with Tucker Carlson and Glenn Beck. I'm assuming you went to the event.
Oh yeah, it was.
What was your takeaway from that?
Well, I missed you. We were having a great time, but you know, every time we get together, I just love getting to hang out with you, of course. But it was a wonderful time to see, you know, people with a reach in what we call mainstream, but it's not a talk radio, what they've, you know, evolved. And that's what I grew up in as far as my media career, where it was considered alternative media before there was real alternative media within, you know, the mainstream outlets. They've achieved a high level of reach, both Glenn Beck and Tucker Carlson. And, you know, they're interviewing some folks that, you know, they've learned some things. They know some things that we would go, yeah, we agree. Now, I was actually on my show just the other day railing about the fact that, you know, these people, you know, are saying good things, but like, why don't they have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on, who's been saying this for decades? That's just me, right? Appreciating you and all of us that have been here for a long time. But I'm not going to complain at the same time, because the good Lord uses whoever, you know, so it's like not about us and our egos per se. It really is about the message, and that we've paved the way, even sometimes quietly. We may not be known about that. That's okay, ultimately, but we're here and ready to take people to the next level that have just arrived if they want to. But I would say with Tucker, it's pretty interesting, because he got fired from Fox News, as you know, that outreach, but it didn't stop him at all. And he's gone on to probably reach more people than when he was on Fox with some amazing interviews. He's come to some revelations as well. And look, I didn't know what I didn't know until I knew it. And so I would ask everybody to have compassion for those who are just waking up to the things we've been talking about for a long time. Because, you know, I wouldn't want to be condemned for not knowing something before I knew it. And so why would we participate in the same behavior? So I'm applauding them, welcoming them, you know, going, yay, go. And if they give us a call, we'll be there for them too. But in that context, the ability to interact with these people that have a lot of reach. Sometimes it's not just what you say, but it's the presence you bring. You know, God and the Holy Spirit and how it works. If you are a channel or vehicle for that love, just being in the presence, even without words, can impact their state of consciousness to help them even further along. You know, I remember the years Glenn Beck was, you know, conservative talk radio guy in the era of Rush Limbaugh and everything. And like, you could agree a lot politically with him, but he had no clue about medicine. He was all in, like most of them, on allopathic medicine, pharmaceutical medicine, and all the alternatives. Yeah, they're, you know, but so now they're further along, maybe not as far along as you are or I am for the years we've been doing this, but at the same time, how do we encourage them to keep going, to keep moving in the right direction, so they don't fall back through fear, which is what has driven most people into getting these shots and or drugs when they're not necessary and they can be deadly. And, you know, I acknowledge the changes and the shifts. If you don't think people can change, just look in the mirror. Have you changed? Have I changed? Yes. And so there is such cynicism out there, warranted in some cases. But I recognize that God has the ability to change the hearts and minds of men and women if they're open to it. And I want to encourage that rather than curse those that are not awake yet, right? I'd rather spend my time loving on these people to hopefully open them up than to beat them into submission, which is not something we do well if people try to do that to us.
You know, I think, and this is my personal opinion, just my personal opinion, I think that the Holy Spirit and God is really working on Tucker Carlson. I think that, you know, he had on, and I can't remember the gentleman's name, a couple of months ago that did a song that went like super viral, went like 100 million views. And he had this guy on and he was talking about the song that he did. And he said, I'm just a one man band. You know, I answer my own emails. I answer my own phone. I write my own things. The two guys that were in my video are like two of my best friends. I mean, you know, we just did low budget video sort of thing that went really super viral about end times. And Tucker let him talk a lot about the Bible and about the book of Revelation. And you could tell Tucker, he was really listening. And then when he had Russell Brand on, you know, on his show a couple of weeks ago, where Russell Brand really got on his knees, literally on his knees and prayed, that I think that God's doing a little molding and working on Tucker Carlson. Because, he, you know, I've heard in his interviews say, you know, I've read the Bible from cover to cover, but you know, I read the Bible, you know, it's just like saying, you know, I read Brad Thor's books, you know, I just read it. But I think that, you know, because we need a revival in this country, we need to get this country back to God. And, you know, 1 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people will humble themselves and pray, we're not talking about all the crazy transgender, Nazi, pro-abortion people out there. You know, we're talking about God's people. If my people will humble themselves and pray, you know, people say, oh, pray for America. Well, there's a lot of prerequisites before you get to like, God will heal our land. And with people that have reaches like Tucker Carlson has, if he gets to that point where the Holy Spirit really convicts him, he could be one of the people, you know, with the whole thing with Russell Brand and his reach, you know, that God's on the move. And I think that God really is looking at the disaster of things that are going to happen with this election, which we're going to talk about after we take a really quick break here. We're going to come back for just another minute. And we're going to talk about the debate and some of the election things, because we've talked about health and copper and cardio miracle. We're going to take a really quick break here. We'll be right back for more information from the Tenpenny Files on your health and more with our special guest, Robert Scott Bell.
There are an awful lot of people that are affiliates for Mike Lindell because we all really appreciate what he does for this country. We appreciate the hard work that he does, and we appreciate his products. He has more than 200 products in his store, everything from pillowcases and comforters to doggy beds and to wonderful slippers and bathrobes. There's something for everybody and something for everybody in each age group. I mean, one of the things that I really like a lot are the pillowcases, the children's Bible story pillowcases that I just think are such a great way when you tuck your child into bed at night to use these pillowcases that they come from his store to start to tell the story about Adam and Eve and Noah and the Ark and different things. And they're colorful and they're really pretty. So from children all the way up to your gentlemen that want to have like nice slippers or to your dog, the doggy beds and things are just wonderful. So my pillow is a great place to shop for just about anything that you want. And if you use our affiliate code DRT, that helps us, that can benefit us, that helps Mike Lindell, and you'll get a great product for anybody that you're shopping for.
Well, welcome back, everybody. And welcome back, Robert. It's so great to have you here. You know, every time we get together, we could just talk for hours and hours and hours. And unfortunately, we've got a limited amount of time today. So I want to reflect back on the debate that happened a week or so ago between Trump and Harris. Did you bother to watch any of that? I watched about 10 minutes and I couldn't take anymore.
No, I'm kind of The energy that comes off of those debates, especially when you see that the hosts are in for one candidate completely, there's no impartiality, no interest in really getting to the truth of anything. So, you know, it's like Trump has to just be on the defensive, realizing he's up against not only the other.
It's like three against one.
Yeah. But the opportunity to bring about the transformation that I believe Trump believes in. I don't have any doubt that he loves America and this country. Yes, there have been some things that I look at in the history of his presidency. Particularly, I thought it was fascinating when he initially invited Bobby Kennedy to oversee a vaccine safety commission. And then that was kiboshed by apparently Gates, but really Fauci apparently got to Trump at that first tenure, if you will, into his presidency. But I look back with the hindsight being somewhat 2020, you know, that concept, that if he had succeeded in putting Bobby Kennedy ahead of this vaccine safety commission in his first appearance as president, it would have destroyed perhaps this movement for a lot longer time because the people weren't ready. The Republicans already were like, who is this Trump guy? We're not sure we like him other than the populist thing that the people like. And they were not ready to address the issue of vaccination at all. As you know, it was a third rail. And so what had to happen, however Biden ended up in there, the COVID thing had to happen, the disaster, the push, the mandates, the mRNA shots, all of that, so that the consciousness of humanity, and particularly those of us here in America, including those that might be more conservative, constitutionally leaning, who still fell prey to a lot of the propaganda for medicine, they had to go through that in order for this time to come where now he and Bobby Kennedy and also Tulsi Gabbard and others have come together to say, you know what's more important than all of the things we might disagree on about? How about the health of our children? How about, you know, going to the bottom line? Do we need perpetual war? Is that something that's really God wants us to be always at war? And, you know, so these things came to the fore that would not have been accepted within a significant percentage of our electorate. And so I think that as much as I don't like suffering and dying and all that stuff, I realize that this place has been made by God so that we could learn. And sometimes it takes the harshest, most insufferable things to get us to wake up. If I look in my life and say, yeah, the things that made me the most miserable were actually the most valuable. God wasn't punishing me. God was loving me enough to allow me to suffer enough to break through my belief systems to come back and go, oh, I get it now. And so I think the opportunity for transformation and change, it's not relying on one man, right? I'm not worshipful of Trump any more than I was worshipful of Ron Paul, who I believe was a man of great integrity, constitutional and otherwise, but it's to recognize and bring back that concept, again, being, loving and overtly aware of God's presence in our lives. I know people have different beliefs about that all over the world, but we're here to acknowledge and praise that and encourage that. And I think you brought up before about Russell Brand. Oh my gosh, this is a guy, you know, talk about a live a life of debauchery, drugs, wanton sex, everything that you would go, oh, that's not a godly life. And this guy comes to God. This, I come back to this because so many people that become so cynical, they're like black pilled, right? We talk red pill and blue pill, they're black pill. Oh, nothing's real, right? And I think that's also a ploy to get people away from God as well. That Russell Brand, a great modern example of someone who has been through so much and yet has come to this realization and is openly professing his faith. That's, you know, good Lord, if it could happen for him, what could it, anybody potentially can be reached is my point. So for us to condemn people that we disagree with or are living a life that we would disagree with, rather than just love on them, pray, heal, those kind of things can open the heart, even in the most hardened hearts out there. God doesn't have that limitation. It's human and human consciousness that says, oh yeah, no, that person will never change. Like, who are we to hold people to that when God loves us so much that even if we are debauched in a lifestyle, that we can be saved, salvaged, and put back on the track. So we can get hung up on the politics. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't make predictions about it. Obviously, I kind of think you know what I'd like to see happen in the presidential race. But regardless of what happens, go with God at all moments of your life. And that will overwhelm even all of the negativity associated with some of these people that are definitely not behaving in a godly fashion.
Yeah. And for those that are listening, if you have not heard the prayer that Russell Brand did on the Tucker Carlson show, and that because he's on this tour thing, and he asked Russell Brand to just, you know, pray as they were closing out, Russell hopped up off the chair, got on his knees, and had one of the most heartfelt prayers prayers that you could possibly imagine. And so when we post this, I'll post this, a link to that in the show note. And when you said about, you know, you kind of hit the thing, I did an interview for my happy hour at Dr. T show, which is on Tuesday night. And actually, I think it's airing tomorrow night with J. Warner Wallace. And he wrote this book that I have right here. I don't know if you guys can see it. I'll take the blur off the background. He wrote this. He's written a lot of books, but this book is The Truth in True Crime. It is so good. I told him when I did the interview with him, I said, the only complaint I have about your book is that when I read things, I like to yellow highlight the highlights. I said, the only complaint I have about your book is I would yellow highlight like every sentence. It's that good. And one of the things he said in here is failure appears to be the root of wisdom and success. One study spanning over 40 years and studying more than 1 million pieces of data concluded that every winner begins as a loser. Mm-hmm. So it just sort of confirms what you were saying there, Robert. And for people that are listening that say like, well, God can't love me or I could never get away from this. If you, no matter how far down in the hole you think you are, God will meet you there.
Yes.
God will meet you where you are.
I get chills when you say that because it's true. It's so true.
And know what you said about the election. You know, I of all the interviews that I've done, you've done more than me because you do this 6 days a week. I think we're only 60 days away from the election. And I think my audience, the people that I've talked to are still split on whether they think we'll actually have an election or not. And your personal opinion, what do you think? We will have an election?
I tend to lean that way. Yes. I mean, the predictions of, overtly apocalyptic events where the Constitution is suspended, martial law is declared. I'm not saying that it's without precedent historically. We saw evidence of the acceptance and acquiescence to that during COVID with all the people just going in on lockdowns or not speaking up or out for the people who dared to stand up and say, we're going to still have our worship services. You know, it was astonishing how far people had drifted from the origin point of from where their rights are derived, again, from God, not government. And, you know, we talk about the historical examples of, you know, how would you have behaved in the Nazi Germany experiment, you know, to exterminate people that were the undesirables? Would you have stood up or not? And people say, well, I would, of course, stood up to that. And then you find out in an event like that, many would not, which tells you how far we've kind of distanced ourselves from our creator, from God, and what is the right thing to do, even at the cost of potentially the life that you have here. How much are you willing? How much do you really believe? And there are examples of people throughout history, not just in the Bible, but that's one of the greatest places for examples of people standing up in righteousness with God and having miracles occur. I've seen that in my life many times to the reality that just because the Bible was written thousands of years ago doesn't mean those principles don't apply today. They do. Not everybody accesses them. And I realize, again, we got people from all over the planet that have different beliefs, but suffice it to say, when you start letting the Holy Spirit, Divine Spirit, a lot of names for it, back into your life to guide you, the miracles occur on a moment-to-moment basis, including addressing things like that are too big, right? The election, the future of America, the planet. We're going to be fine no matter what happens. I want to say this because of your connection to the divine. Your divinity means you're going to be fine always in the end and now. The question is, are you frightened away from that reality and then manipulated by fear to do things that are not in the best interest of you and those around you, your loved ones? And all of this election stuff is playing on those fears. So if you feel fear, that's a litmus to say you're off track. And I don't mean if you're walking on the edge of a cliff and you're afraid to fall over because you're in balance. That's a different kind of survival instinct for fear. But the kind of fear that they're trying to induce politically in you is keeping us from the divine guidance. So maintain your prayerful, contemplative, meditative states, however you connect with the divine, and practice the presence, read the spiritual texts that align you with that. And no matter what happens, you'll realize it's all going to be fine. God wins always. And sometimes we don't see it because we're not connected in that way, but we have the potential and the option and the choice to make, right? God gave us, so I come back to that theme of choice and agency. That's a great gift, second to life itself. That we've been given the choice because we choose God. God wants us to choose, not be coerced and deceived or frightened into it. There's a lot of that going on. But once you choose it, oh my gosh, your life changes forever for the better. Doesn't mean we still don't have challenges. We can fall. We're human at any moment. But be humble in that and be willing to forgive yourself, because God forgives us. That love is so overwhelming, so healing. And that's the basis, you know, what I say about being a healer, a doctor of any kind. It isn't to me to find the right remedy for the people coming to see me. It's to remind them of their divinity, their connection to the divine. And that will guide them and me to help them in the best way possible.
That's really good. But, you know, and you know, there is that, you know, God helps them that helps themselves. And I think that, you know, we can't be cavalier. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people that says, I'm not going to prepare. I'm not going to prep. I'm not going to be, because Jesus is going to come back and I don't have to do any of those things. Well, it can be a while. No one knows the day or the hour, and things can get pretty dark between now and then. So we need to be prepared. So let's talk a little bit about prepping. You know, I know that you live in Utah, and we've got a Prep for Survival boot camp that's coming up. It started last Thursday, but the enrollment is open until this coming Thursday, September 26th at 8 p.m. before the second show. So I know that you live in Utah. Have you done any disaster planning?
Well, yeah, this is part of the process of learning about the things we don't want to learn about, right? I was in Florida for many years, and also, you know, sometimes in Nevada a lot there too as well. And that's some of these cities that you live in, you can prep all you want, but you're in a potential disaster zone, you know, if supply chains are disrupted, or if you're in the middle of the summer, you know, in 120 degrees and you have no electricity. There are some things that are not very viable or survivable. And I would urge you to think about that, pray on that as well for guidance. Where do you need to be, considering that inevitably these things happen on this planet? And we can talk about quote unquote natural disasters, hurricanes, floods, things like that have occurred. And if you're waiting for the government to rescue you, you know, it's like waiting for Godot, right? You know, it's like you're not engaged in the responsible way to live. You know, go back to the most, you know, famous of, you know, some of the biblical historical perspectives, Joseph, right? And the dreams, the foretelling of, hey, there's going to be famine. What are you going to do? Just wait and go, oh, God will save me? Or do you say, I know God's giving me a tip off. There's stuff happening. Let's prep. That's where I started growing food regularly, becoming my own farmer to some degree. So every day, at least something I've grown, it's in our meal. I'm not saying I'm fully self-sufficient, but planning ahead and, you know, food storage, freeze drying, et cetera. But also recognizing, if you learn from those who have been through these famines, these disasters that eventually pass, we don't know how long they last, you learn what is valuable, what is not. It's not like we have to reinvent the wheel. That's why, you know, people that are helping you, like with this preparedness thing, they have studied this. Most of us had not. In America, we've had it very easy. Even in times of disaster, temporary, we've been able to come through it through various means. And so we don't perceive a longer term scenario maybe happening. And so to your point, yes, believe in God, trust in God, have faith in God. But we are asked to do more than just that. We are asked to act. How do you live? Are you prepared to help others? You like to be charitable because you love, yeah, I do. But then you do nothing to prepare, and suddenly you're not in a position to be charitable with for anybody, because you're completely dependent, because you did nothing to prepare for what you saw or felt or sensed may be coming. So what you're doing, Sherry, and what I've been talking about for years is so very important now more than ever because of the time crunch, which, again, I don't predict the time. That's not for me. But the point is to be ready just in case.
Yeah, and this is what we are doing. You know, we did a prepper boot camp, I think a year or two ago. And this is really much more urgency. It's a 4-week course. If you miss the first week and you sign up this week, you can go back because it's pre-recorded. It's in my sister site. You know, our main site is dr10penny.com. Our sister site is learningforyou.org, learning the number 4, YOU.org. And that's where all of these are. There's lots of videos and things that are already out there. Week one is like simple survival things, how to stay warm, how to shelter in place, how to build a bug out bag, even if you're going to hunker down, how to find water. Week two, there's a 2-binder system that Matt has put together that has downloads and everything for you. What do you do if you're going to hunker down in your home versus if you've got a grab and run bag to go? Week three is an urban versus rural survival plan. Mental survival. What are you doing now to maintain your toughness? And what are you doing to add to your bug out bag a little bit of humor? And what about shoes and boots, and a list of things to do to learn your limits? There's a quiz that we have that's available. It's a 50-question quiz That's just a yes or no quiz. It won't take you more than like 2 minutes to go through the whole thing. That tells you where are you in your physical fitness and your ability. And week four is going to be a live video from an actual survival camp, which is a really great how-to. So this is a four-week course. You can go to learningforyou.org, learningforyou.org/prep4survival. It's a 4 week course. It's probably going to be between it's Thursday nights from 8:30 to 10. Matt tends to be a little long-winded, so it may go a little bit longer than that. They will all be recorded in case you've got events on Thursday night that you can't go to, church events or whatever activities. And these are things that you're going to want to go back and take notes on. So it's a 4 week course. It started last week. Enrollment closes at 8 p.m. Eastern time this coming Thursday. So you can do week two, week three, week four. You can have access, lifetime access to it. And it's only $199. It's a 4 week course. We know that some of these survival courses that Matt has looked into, it will be like 1 week and it's $3,500. This is, you can't get any better training. Matt's been like you, Robert, he's been a survivalist and done all kinds of things like that for, well, he's in his 50s, so he's been doing it for probably 40 years. So again, that website is learningforyou.org, learningyou.org/prep4survival. We would really like to see you there. We're holding open the enrollment for this additional week, so that people can have time to get and hunker down. Everything that's in this course is all about taking action. It's about doing something. It's not about just listening and, you know, creating a whole binder full of information. It's about what do you need to do now before this election, if it's going to happen, if the outcome is horrible. There have been lots of rumors that the big cities are planning for unrest. I've heard rumors that there's National Guard that are being stationed already across the country. And maybe that's all, you know, again, it's plan for the worst, hope for the best. Maybe that's all rumor. Maybe none of that's happening. But what if it is? You know, and I feel, and I said, when we talked about this prepper course couple of weeks ago, I said, don't let this be like your vaccine information, that people listen to this vaccine information. Yeah. Then they sacrifice their firstborn that becomes autistic or has seizure disorders or all sorts of things. And they go, oh my gosh, I should have listened. And now they do listen for child number 2, 3, 4, and 5. But the first child took the hit, which didn't have to happen. And so don't wait until disaster's at your door to say, what was that prepper course about? What was I supposed to put away in terms of like first aid and, you know, food and, you know, protein bars and stuff like that? This is the action that you can do to really make this be a great survival thing for you. So I hope that people will sign up for our course. It's learningforyou.org/prep4survival, prep for survival. And that we have a Rumble page and a YouTube page and all kinds of things that we're already putting up there. And I hope that you will really like that. So Robert, I know that you've got a hard stop coming up here in just a couple of minutes. What would you like to leave our audience, what wisdom of yours would you like to leave the audience with as we close out on our show here today?
Well, I would just urge everybody to step aside from themselves. It's a weird thing to say, but like we are driven so much by ego in this world. You know, it's like the mind, the worship of the mind. And it's great to be educated and become smart and learned, but at any moment, the Holy Spirit, Divine Spirit, can reach in and tap you and call on you to do something that maybe is outside of your wheelhouse or outside of what you thought you knew to be true based on your brain knowledge, right? So to me, it's in the midst of all the wondrous possibilities for healing, and I talk about on my show healing physiologically, emotionally, mentally. I even talk about it economically and politically, but ultimately spiritually. It's to reconnect to that source of all healing. And that's an ongoing struggle to some degree because we've got a lot of worldly things that distract us. And it's okay. We are here for all of these experiences. But to maybe start the day in prayer or in contemplation and declare yourself a vehicle for God's love and then let it go because you never know how that manifests. It isn't about our ideas necessarily. It's about the guidance that we receive in any moment. And that will also navigate us through the scary times that, you know, are out there all around us. so that we don't walk in fear, and that fear allows us to be manipulated by the dark forces that want us to do some things that are not helpful but harmful. So I love sharing that good news every day on my show. If you guys want to join me, and Sherry, you've been a lovely friend and guest for so many years that anytime, you know, I've open door, just come on over to robertscottbell.com and join me anytime, or share the show, pay it forward. Like I said, there are not a lot of folks sharing us outside. You know, Big Pharma doesn't prop us up with big money to say, here we are. So it takes all of you sharing the good news. And that's what I said, be a vehicle for God's love. And if you feel so inclined, share what we're doing here, and you'll be empowering people to heal and live the most extraordinary lives, even in the midst of the things that other people are going, oh, it's a disaster. We're like, you know what? I'm still alive. God loves me. God loves you. It's not a disaster. It's exactly a wonderful opportunity for really a spiritual revival that we're talking about here.
Oh, Robert, it's just been such a blessing to have you on the show today. It was so good to see you a couple of weeks ago, and we're going to see you again, and then we're going to see you again. It's like we don't see each other for a few years, and then suddenly it's like, you know, a smorgasbord to see each other all the time. So thank you so much for being here today. I can't tell you how much I am blessed by having you here with us today. Well, everybody should bookmark the Robert Scott Bell Show. What times are your shows on, Robert? And how can they look at it?
If you want to catch me live every day, Monday through Friday, it's 3 o'clock Eastern till 5 or 5:30. We can flow it at least a couple hours plus. And then on Sundays, I do a pre-recorded conversation, a Sunday conversation, usually more spiritually oriented, because I love to inspire people back to God, and everybody's got the unique stories to share. And I try to teach people that we don't have to hate one another because we have different beliefs about God. But if we're living a life of love and divine guidance, that we can all be inspired and reconnect to the source of all of our lives, our divinity again. So 6 days a week, but you can catch it on podcast. I'm banned on a few places still, but most of the places you can find me, just search out Robert Scott Bell Show or robertscottbell.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you for everyone who's been here with us today at the Tenpenny Files on Your Health and More. I want to thank you, everybody, for coming here. And I want to close out today with the way I close all my podcasts, whether they are live or pre-recorded, with one of my favorite verses from the Bible, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, lean into God, trust Him for everything. He won't let you down. Robert, thank you so much again for being on our show today, and for everyone else, have a good week. Goodbye, and God bless.
In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com, and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.